Stay tuned. Man, do I not like those words. Especially these last few days, this last week, it seems that every suspenseful show that Roy and I are so tied up in ends with a major cliffhanger and says, stay tuned till next fall. It's one thing when it ends and you have to stay tuned till next week, but next fall. It just isn't right. Patience is not one of my virtues. Okay, I'm confessing to you now. Worse is watching a movie series, especially if you've read the books, and you have to wait for the next movie to come out. For some of you, I know you are waiting for a very important movie to come out on December 15th. I knew Luke would be one of them. Star Wars. For some people, that's 40 years they've been waiting for this entire series to finish. I started watching Star Wars when I was in high school. We really get caught up in those kind of things, don't we? It excites us. It keeps people talking about what's next and who's going to be in it and what do you think's going to happen? Movies these days sell out months in advance for the starting show. I admit that I have spent many a night waiting in line at midnight to see the first showing of a movie. I think every Harry Potter movie I did that. I didn't do it with the Star Wars movies, but there's been a few others that I might not be proud to admit to, so we'll just keep it with Harry Potter. It excites us. We want to be the first to know things. We want to be in the know. We want to be excited to see and hear and be thrilled. It's entertainment. It's not being patient. Even when we've seen a movie several times, I like to watch it again. We had the boys last night and they wanted to watch a movie and I said, haven't you boys seen this? And they said, yes, Grammy, but only once. We've only seen it once. Can we watch it again? And they watch movies over and over and over. Every year, the week before Christmas, I began getting all the paper out and the scissors and the tape and the presents, and I began watching Christmas movies while I wrap. I have to watch White Christmas. I have to watch The Miracle on 34th Street. I usually have to watch Love Actually, The Preacher's Wife, and several others. It makes my Christmas every year. Yes, most of them, I can tell you every bit of what's going to happen. I could probably quote some of the larger parts of the movie. In some of them, I can sing every word of every song. And I do. And I might cry during some of them every year. It doesn't stop me from watching them and loving them because they make Christmas for me. I admit in reading today's gospel, it makes me a little uncomfortable. I love the Advent reading today because Kristen wrote, I read the scripture and I thought, ooh, I got the wrong scripture. She checked with Kelly and it was the right scripture. It's kind of dark, isn't it? And apocalyptic. If the birth of Jesus is a movie, this scripture would be the trailer. Be awake, be ready, it's coming. And no one knows the release date. You can't buy pre-tickets. You've got to go when it's time. Sometimes I think we allow ourselves to be lulled into a sense of complacency during Advent. We feel like we know the story. We know what's going to happen. Jesus is going to be born on Christmas. He's going to grow up. He's going to be crucified. He's going to be resurrected. Start all over again. We can instead go buy presents, go to parties, celebrate Christmas Eve at the Christmas Eve service, eat lots of food, and start the year over again. Or sometimes we let ourselves get in the mood of, okay, terrible things are happening. There's war. There's hungry people. There's evil in our world. There are more people without homes or jobs. There's human trafficking, and on and on and on. How are we ever going to get through this? So maybe I should just pull the covers up over my head and wait till it all goes away. We lose hope. Is Advent a past event that we need to just let go of and enjoy Christmas? Or is Advent something that's happening right now and that is alive and well? Advent isn't the time that we're called to sit by patiently and wait. No. Advent is when we're to be waiting, but we're to be waiting impatiently. Like we wait for those movies, counting the days like it's a new release that we can't wait to see. Knowing that there is more hope in the person of Jesus Christ than anywhere else. Wouldn't life be amazing if we did live life alert, seeing the beauty around us, hearing and accepting that Jesus is calling us for amazing things? We just need to listen and hear what he's asking us to do. Could we constantly be on the lookout for places that desperately call us to make known God's forgiveness, or maybe just the right place to show God's generosity? Or maybe there's an opportunity just around the corner, if we're watching, where we need to show justice to an unjust world. Maybe, just maybe, you'll have the opportunity tomorrow or the day after to give in a way that would show someone who's never had anything, to show them God's abundance and love. I love a new commercial that's out there right now. It's a car commercial. But the weatherman is standing outside, and he has a parka on, and he's got gloves on, and he's just standing with his microphone freezing, and all behind him, the sun is shining, and there are people in shorts and t-shirts, and the lake's behind him, and he says, you know, it's 10 degrees below zero, and we're all, you know, it's freezing out here, and the people in the studio are looking questioningly, and it's just a weird commercial. And then all of a sudden he says, just wait, here it comes. And you see this freezing storm roll in, and everyone in the background in shorts are freezing, and the man in the parka is just standing there. He knew what was coming. What if we entered into Advent season so ready, already out there in the field like the shepherds, ready to receive the angel's message that the time has come? Or what if we could be like the astronomers, except for we're searching the sky looking for the star that can guide us? When is the last time you've been excited about Jesus? When was the last time that you wanted Jesus to come? Not to be over there or up there, but to be right here among us, really with us, ready to put us to work, work that just might be difficult. Work that might be stoking a fire that's trying to go out. But work that might change the world for someone else. Work that might make a difference in the world. Work that might make this world hopeful again. We come to this table. We come to this table every month, even the first Sunday of Advent, because we know the rest of the story. But we come because we know Jesus' story, and we know that he came to give us hope, the hope that we need to get out of the bed in the morning, the hope that we need for this world. Our job as we come and we receive this bread and this cup is to wake up and to be alert and to recognize what's asked of us. To take the gift given to us into this world. Not to wait around for something big to happen, but to make something big happen by listening and responding when we're called. The table of Christ is our reminder of hope. Hope for today, hope for tomorrow, hope for all who will choose to receive. Will those who are helping with the table, please join me at the front.